This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Family and friends are set to honor George Floyd with a private funeral today in the Houston, U.S. city of Houston, getting underway just about 1 hour from right now. This is 2 weeks after his death in police custody inspired renewed protests against police brutality in numerous cities across the country. After the funeral, Houston police will escort the funeral procession to the nearby city of Pearland, where George Floyd will be buried next to his mother. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. Justice in Policing Act would be a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. Now, President Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. He met yesterday at the White House with law enforcement officials.
There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace.
Riot officers charged at thousands of protesters who defied a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement on Tuesday night. People began gathering at the downtown business district in Hong Kong in the early evening. Some held up banners saying Hong Kong independence. Kok Yam Shu is the deputy police commissioner of Hong Kong, and he says police have been treated unfairly.
We don't fight criticism. And we take them constructively. But when accusations and allegations are based on nothing but fabrication, then that hurts us.
This is VOA News. An Iranian man who provided information to U.S. and Israeli intelligence services on the whereabouts of Iran's slain Revolutionary Guards commander, Qassem Soleimani, has been caught and sentenced to death, that according to Iran's judiciary. A judiciary spokesman said that today, Sayed Mahmoud Mousavi Majid was linked to the Israeli Mossad and the CIA and had gathered and shared with them security information in return for U.S. dollars. On January 3rd, a U.S. drone strike in Iraq killed Soleimani, the leader of the Revolutionary Guards Quds Force. Washington blames Soleimani for masterminding attacks by Iran-aligned militias on U.S. forces in the region. The U.S. and Russia are prepared to open talks on an arms control treaty in 2 weeks, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Last remaining arms control treaty between the United States and Russia is set to expire in less than a year. The two sides have agreed to start arms control talks in a matter of weeks. According to a senior administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity, the talks will begin June 22nd. Russia has offered to extend the new strategic arms reduction treaty. President Donald Trump wants a three-way treaty that would include China, but Beijing has shown little to no interest in negotiating or signing any such pact. Mike Gracia, Washington.
North Korea says it will cut off all lines of official dialogue with South Korea, the latest escalation, some analysts say, in Pyongyang's efforts to unilaterally ramp up tensions with Seoul. North Korea will completely cut off and shut down four separate communication channels. As justification for its decision, North Korea cited the activities of South Korean activist groups who for years have floated anti-Pyongyang leaflets across the border. Malaysian authorities have detained 269 Rohingya refugees and found a body on board a suspected smuggling boat they said had been intentionally damaged so that it couldn't be turned back to sea. Now, how long the Rohingya were at sea and where they came from was not disclosed. Hundreds of thousands of ethnic Muslim Rohingya have fled Myanmar and have lived in refugee camps in Bangladesh. Malaysia has been a common destination of boats arranged by traffickers who promise the refugees a better life abroad. Malaysia has turned back 22 such boats since May and detained hundreds of people who were trying to immigrate illegally. Nearly 407,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is more than 111,000 in the United States. Number of confirmed infections worldwide is more than 7.1 million and more than 1.9 million in the U.S. For more on this, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.